AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. China says it'll fight to the end after President Trump has threatened to impose more tariffs. At a briefing, Hong Kong chief executive John Lee pledges to strengthen strategies to address the ruthless U.S. tariffs.
The U.S. no longer adheres to free trade, arbitrarily undermining the internationally established rules of world trade. And its ruthless behavior damages global and multilateral trade.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports South Korea will hold a presidential election to choose Yoon Suk-yeol's successor.
The June 3 election to choose Yoon's successor in South Korea comes after the conservative politician was ousted over his imposition of martial law late last year. The announcement from acting President Han Duck-soo comes 4 days after the Constitutional Court in Seoul unanimously removed Yoon from office. The next president will serve a full 5-year term. The race is likely to be a showdown between Yoon's People Power Party and the Democratic Party, which holds a majority in the National Assembly. Yoon's party will face an uphill battle to restore public confidence and heal internal divisions left by Yoon's enactment of martial law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says its military has fired warning shots after North Korean soldiers crossed its border. During a meeting with President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he supports Trump's efforts to negotiate an agreement with Iran.
We're both united in the goal that Iran does not ever get nuclear weapons. If it could be done diplomatically in a full way, the way it was done in Libya, I think that would be a good thing. But whatever happens, we have to make sure that Iran does not have nuclear weapons.
This is AP News. An NCAA title game clash of number one seeds in San Antonio did not disappoint. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Florida turned the tables on Houston with some timely defense to claim its third national title with a 65-63 win in San Antonio. Will Richards scored a team-high 18 points and forced a turnover in the final minute, and the Cougars failed to get a shot off on the final play.
It's just a testament to who we are as a team. I feel like we're going to fight to the end, and we're going to do whatever it takes to give ourselves a good chance to win.
Houston, the nation's top defensive team, built a 12-point first-half lead before the Gators chomped away. L.J. Cryer's 19 points led the Cougars as Coach Kelvin Sampson's team fell short of its first national title.
I told our guys after the game to be disappointed you lost, but do not be disappointed in your effort.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.